Back at the beginning of the sampler, I told you that one cut was not recorded at PAMS between 1958 and 1978. Did you guess this one?
Let's go to another happening, KKWB.
Well, you're wrong. This was an audition track from Series 31 that was not put into syndication. Did you guess this one?
You can just leave your pleasure to us. KBUY 1540.
Sorry, wrong again. The instrumental track was recorded outside PAMS by Jody Lyons as part of the Lively Ones. However, Bill Meeks bought it from Jody for PAMS, where this station ordered it as part of a longer country package. It was definitely sung at PAMS. Now we come down to the only correct answer. The only jingle on this tape not sung at PAMS between 1958 and 1978 is this one. Even though it sings the name PAMS, it was recorded by Bill Meeks after PAMS was officially closed in 1978. But I cheated and didn't play the full version.
Top 20, talk back.
Ben Payton,
Top 20, talk back
from
the AMS PAMS of Dallas.
And with that, we'll wrap it up here. Hope you enjoyed the PAMS 60th Anniversary Sampler. If you're interested in PAMS jingles, you can visit PAMS.com. Bye from Toledo.
How many jingles should a station have? Enough to keep the audience intrigued and not bored.
You're fired!
Jerry Peterson of KCBQ said, "Give it to me short, fast, and full of energy."
KCBQ 11-7, 11-7. The preceding. Super 60 WPDQ.
Try and stop us.
KIIX. Dial channel 6, dial channel 6.